Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Indeed, and welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. On Friday, you'll see, maybe tomorrow, a new Platinum Microphone. That's going to be kind of fun. I'm kind of looking forward to that. We've got a new EV R27ND coming in that is a little bit shinier, but has a little bit different sound quality to it, because we are doing, we're constantly adding and building into the studio. So we're going to play with some new mics while we're at it. Welcome inside the studios with me. All of this is being presented to you today by X Insurance. Have you looked at xinsurance.com yet? Do yourself a solid and do it. Move away from the third parties that may or may not be there for you. Why would you even put yourself in a position? Check out X Insurance. Get a policy written directly for you. Stop playing games with third-party stuff and get a real policy for you, just like you do for your house, your cars, your boats, your toys. Why would you want anything less to trust someone else who trusts someone else to have your back when the chips are down? I would never do it ever again. Done. I have my own policy, xinsurance.com. The best radio in the world is the radio you never get to hear. And the best radio in the world happened last night when I had a personal private conversation with Paul Markle, as we are wont to do from time to time. Student of the gun, the professor, Paul Markle himself. Paul, welcome in. How you doing, brother?
I am doing fantastic. And do I sound well? Do I sound like I'm doing well?
You sound like you're doing very well. You sound like you're inside your studio. You're mic'd up. It's awesome. We love it. So am I right?
Yes. My voice is coming through the black carbon steel microphone in the mountaintop studio. Yeah, I'm at the mountaintop studio.
How much snow do you have on the ground?
Oh, it's melting. It's going away. It's 39 degrees outside. So.
39. It's, you had 10 inches is what you said last night, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. At least we got at least 10 inches last Sunday. So,
Wyoming?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful country. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, you can see Paul behind me in that beautiful backdrop back there. Paul, that conversation yesterday, I think we solved the world's ills at least three times over. Would I be mistaken?
Well, no. And if people would just, you know, close that hole under their nose and listen louder, then we'd fix them.
Well, because we kind of did last night. Now, I have to ask you this, because now, listeners, I don't know if you've seen this movie yet or not, and I don't think I told you about this, but there is a documentary out now that my wife and I watched about four nights ago, and I have watched it at least 10 times since then. It's called The Phenomenon, and it is conversations with members of our government at the highest echelons of our government, generals, NASA astronauts, defense intelligence secretaries, even that rot-gut Harry Reid, Bill Clinton, John Podesta. Put your politics aside, because what they're all talking about is UFOs and the U.S. government's 70-year deal with this. And it is utterly fascinating, the most fascinating thing I've ever seen in my life. Paul, did you get a chance to watch it yet? I know it's probably short notice. We were just talking about it yesterday.
No. I watched like a couple episodes of TV and went to bed last night.
Okay, that's probably a good thing. But you had 2 hours on me, so I was up a little bit later. The reason I mentioned that is Paul and I had a conversation last night that talks about when you're talking about something, for example, like the Hunter Biden scandal, the Joe Biden scandal that never sees the light of day. Paul, I think I'm correct in my assessment that we just kind of tied that into how the media is covering up and how we've never seen anything like this in our lifetimes. And because of the conversation last night, I have no notes in front of me. I want listeners to hear what we discussed yesterday as best as we can recollect, because it fascinated me. And it all ties right back to our freedoms, the Constitution, and the right to bear arms, does it not?
Absolutely. I think we are living in a time right now. People say, oh, you know, there's people who've lived have always thought things were, quote, bad, right? But we're living in unprecedented times where you have a situation. If you're an intellectually honest human being and you look at whether, you know, whatever the three digits are, the three letters, ABC, NBC, now we have five, MSNBC, whatever. If you look at them, you can see through their pattern of behavior over you know, multiple years, almost decades, how they have been extremely selective at the news that they release, how they slant the news. They lie by omission, or they put the facts at the very end of, you know, the inconvenient facts go at the bottom of the story, because they know that the vast majority of Americans have been conditioned to read the headlines, look at the photo, and maybe read the opener. And that's it. You know, they know, they're like, well, we have to kind of have to give these inconvenient facts. So what we'll do is we'll write the entire story, and then at the bottom, we'll and that way we did our due diligence. You know, we said, we told you, it's not our fault you didn't read down to the bottom of the third page, to the last paragraph. It's not our fault. You know, we put it out there. Or they'll alter the headline. You know, we just talked about recently, Jared and I, he got a phone call from somebody in Tennessee, a friend, and he said, how are things going out there in Salt Lake? And Jared's like, fine. Why? Well, I just read a story that the Salt Lake City hospitals were overwhelmed because of COVID. And Jared's like, what? No. So Jared actually is friends with a woman who works in the emergency room in one of these hospitals. So he called her and he said, hey, what's going on? She said, it's not COVID. She said, it's this time of year. She goes, pretty much every year at this time, the hospitals are full, because it's just a cyclical thing. She goes, it has nothing to do with COVID. It's just the fact that they're normally full. So the news media took a normal thing, you know, something that normally are like, and they reported hospitals are full and at capacity and blah, blah, blah. And then COVID and SARS and everyone's going to die. Right. And that's not the case at all. But that's the narrative. And now we have, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, when you go to the Biden thing, the Hunter Biden thing, I mean, this is, right, how many of you listeners are familiar with the actual details of Watergate? I'm going to go ahead and say probably few.
Right.
But the actual details, I read the book Will by G. Gordon Liddy years ago, where he talks about it from his side of the perspective. And then I, you know, obviously studied when I was younger, you know, Watergate was a big deal. You know, in the 70s and 80s, man, if you grew up then, you knew what that was, right? Mm-hmm. And it was all about the, you know, the president cheated and he recorded, you know, he surreptitiously recorded his enemies' conversations of like, oh, he's got to go. All right. If you compare Watergate, and Watergate for decades was the, I mean, that was the quintessential speaking truth that, you know, these, right. The Woodward and Bernstein, they're speaking truth to power and no one is above the law. And, rah, 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 rah. And we're going to expose them for the cheaters and the liars they are. Compare the actual details of Watergate to what's going on right now with the Biden scandal, which is a non-scandal because why?
Because CNN, they haven't turned it. Well, they don't want you to turn it into a scandal. They don't want you to see it. They want you to read it. Say again.
Yeah, they refuse to cover it.
It's the ultimate lie of omission. On this program, we call it the lie of omission. We've been talking about it for years, talking about the fact, as you know, because I've spoken about it with you as well. But the lie of omission is the absolute worst thing that the mainstream media can do, the worst thing they can do. Even when they put a fake news story out, like these idiots Dorsey and Zuckerberg and the rest of these clown lunatics who got grilled today. Ted Cruz was just phenomenal today, asking Ted Dorsey, who the hell elected you? Who do you think you are? Tore into Dorsey big time and asked him. I think it was I don't remember the senator who asked him, Paul, during the hearing today, the question and answer session. Can you name me one liberal that you've censored? Name me one. They couldn't. None could. Well, we'll have to get back to you on that. Yet they've censored the New York Post. I mean, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Yeah, it's a Beavis and Butthead type thing that just goes on. But where I'm going with this is when the fake news puts a fake news story out, we're smart enough to know that we should read the headline and then read the story, and we can determine for ourselves whether that's a bunch of BS or not. We can make the call. All right? Fair enough. Mm-hmm. But when they lie through an omission by failing to tell you the story, i.e. the Hunter Biden scandal and story. And it's salacious and it's vicious. And if the entire nation knew about it, he wouldn't stand a chance. You'd be 49. He might win California, but possibly New York, because the Democrats now are so hateful towards America. He'd probably win a few of those states. But the fact of the matter is they're hiding it. They're sitting on it. They don't want you to know about it. And regardless of whether you like what I'm going to tell you or not, as we go to the break, the vast majority of Americans still get their news through what Paul was referring to as those little alphabet soups. And as we like to say here, you watch ABC and NBC to CBS. Why even bother with CNN and MSDNC? They're the worst of the worst. Back with Paul Markle, student of the gun, the professor, right after this one. Go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com, by the way, has it going on. I've lost count of how many people have contacted me saying, thanks for reminding me about GunBroker, or thank God you have GunBroker on the show. It reminded me that I needed to go over there. And how many people have just recently, many of them in the threads that I'm looking at on the live stream right now, as I monitor the comments section coming in during the program, maybe we'll get to some of those later, keep them coming. But some of you on that thread have also recently picked up guns that I'm aware of. So visit gunbroker.com today. It is 100% free. Doesn't cost a dime, never will, but it will give you access to over 1.5 million auctions. Anything you can imagine, everything you can't find out on the streets right now, in your shops, your retail outlets, you'll find at GunBroker. That much I can promise you. It's there. And most of them have a buy now option, so you don't have to get embroiled in an auction if you don't want to. I always find them to be a blast, especially if I know I'm not going to win it because it's going above my price point. And a seat to it. Well, let's just say I enjoy the auctions, and depending on how fair you're being with me is how I'll respond in kind. But enjoy it. It's a blast. It's addicting. GunBroker.com. And all of it, of course, is being brought to us today by X Insurance. You'll notice I'm getting kind of aggressive with that because there is no comparison to it. Absolutely none. And I have it myself. And I want you to be able to have the best for you and your family. You wouldn't do third-party stuff. I'm asking you to rethink that stuff. Get a policy that works directly for you, just like you have for everything else in your life. You don't want to run the risk of something bailing on somebody who you paid money to that isn't in control of the policy that they have in their name that adds you as an additional insured when you can do it yourself. X aims to be the number one issue in the firearms community, and we're going to help them for good reason. That's why I have the policy. I'm adamant about that. So lots of fun stuff coming up in the near future about all of that as we push forward. Talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, we have some news out of Michigan today. And anytime I can get good news out of Michigan with that tyrant half-wit in there, that Marxist communist masquerading as a former socialist Democrat, I will put that good news out. But a Michigan judge today struck down the Secretary of State, another half-wit Democrat out there. Her ban, these Democrats don't care. They just take it into their own hands, Paul, and ban. She just unilaterally banned open carrying of guns at polling sites and near polling sites on Election Day, which is legal in Michigan. And the judge said that the state laws already provide tools to stop those whose goal is to intimidate voters. And he struck it flat down. So that's good news out of Michigan. Paul, you agree?
Oh, yeah. Big question with Michigan is not whether or not you have a tyrant in office. You do. It's what are you going to do about it?
There you go.
Because people like Whitless up there, and well, you name it, laundry list down the line. You know, Newsom out there in California and Kumho and all that. They're way beyond what is the mandate of our office. Right. They don't even consider that. Like, the mandate of their office doesn't even come into play. Like, they've decided that they're in charge and they're going to do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it, and they're playing a game called who will dare to stop us. Obama played that game, and they're playing it well. I mean, look at that tyrant Newsom out there. He just issued the king of California issued his holiday. Did you see that? The holiday party? What do they call that?
The Thanksgiving.
Regulations or
the Thanksgiving regulation, how many people you can have at your house, what you should
do.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable what's happening in California right now. And, you know, you get to a point when, and I know a lot of good friends that live out there that are fighting the battle there. Craig DeLuz and others sitting on the board with me, Gene Hoffman at Cal Guns. Craig DeLuz from Firearm Policy Coalition in his podcast and all. I mean, these guys are out there fighting the fight big time. And I have other friends that work in San Diego that are in the radio business and affiliate sales. And they hate what's happening in that state. There's nothing they can do about it. But I have to tell you,
That's not true.
To this point, get out. Well, you tell me. You'll tell me in just a second. But if you don't like what you're living in, get out. There are some places that are so far gone. I don't know how long it would take to fix California. I don't know that it's fixable in my lifetime, quite frankly. I don't think you could put, you could flip
sure
it red.
Is.
And how much, I give it to me. Tell me. Go ahead. I want to hear this.
All right. I'm going to tell you. You're old enough to remember the fall of the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union collapsed under its own weight. I was a Cold Warrior. I was actually overseas, active duty when the Soviet Union collapsed. And the Soviet Union collapsed under its own weight because its system was untenable.
Right.
Ronald Reagan knew that. Reagan and Thatcher and I'm trying to think of who the German chancellor was, the West German chancellor at the time. They all knew that. The NATO knew that as much rhetoric as they spouted from behind the Iron Curtain, their system in the really real world was untenable. It couldn't support itself. And so what they did is they stepped back and they're like, okay, you play your game, we'll play ours, and eventually you will collapse. And that is exactly what happened. The Soviet Union collapsed under the weight of its own tyranny. The problem with California is that we, as the United States of America, the other 49, have not said, okay, you want to play your silly little socialist games? Great. You can play all the socialist games you want, but we're not going to enable you. You make your own electricity, clean your own water, okay, pay your own bills. You want to give, you know, 5 million illegals free everything, free healthcare, free education, free cars, free homes, free whatever. You want to do that? Great. Do it on your own dime. The reason California has not fixed itself is because we've allowed the rest of the country to enable them, just like an alcoholic.
Now,
if they had to support themselves, they would collapse in a year.
There's no question about it, but I'm going to submit to you the difference that I'm talking about is not collapsing, it's fixing. California will absolutely collapse under its own weight in my lifetime, sooner rather than later. But I would argue with you, I could argue the point that the Soviet Union is still not fixed. It collapsed under its own weight. California will do the same, but fixing it is going to take years to fix what's happened in California. The systems that are so broken are going to take years to fix in California. But I do believe we'll see the beginning of it in our lifetimes. In fact, I think we're seeing the beginnings of it now. When you look at just a little basic signs, Paul, thousands of people lining up in Beverly Hills to see Donald Trump in defiance of director Rob Reiner and these little tyrants, these mad, hateful communist Marxists. Oh, the tyrants, all of them. Yes. I mean, who's for some reason, even outlets like Fox continue to give a voice. That's not something I will ever understand. Why every single day Fox has got the hateful words of Rob Reiner, the stupid, idiotic words of Jennifer Lawrence, whatever her name is. Why these people continue to get press time from quote unquote conservative or supposed to conservative outlets is beyond me. They should be being belittled. That's what they should be getting. They shouldn't be giving any credibility. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. We've got two more great segments. The longest one, thank goodness, coming up with Paul Markle, student of the gun, right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios. The car arms microphone lit up for you. Going to be nice and shiny for you tomorrow or Friday. We'll see when that shipment gets in and we get it all set up in the studio for you. But all of this is being brought to you by X Insurance. Tell you more about that and some of our other sponsors when we come back from the break. I've got a fairly long segment now, the longest of the show with Paul Markle, student of the gun, who stays with me today for the hour. Paul, welcome back in, my friend. Welcome back in. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm fantastic, man. I'm just spreading the good news.
Tell everybody where they can find you, please. Student of the gun.
It's extremely difficult. You have to open up whatever browser is on your phone or computer and type in the words student of the gun. Do that. The studentofthegun.com is the central hub for the radio show, for the TV show, for the books, for all that good stuff. Hey, good news. Can I share some good news with you?
Please. We love good news. Go for it.
All right. Fantastic. You know that I wrote the Patriot Fire Team manual in 2016, right? Okay. I wrote the manual in 2016, and then I wrote the companion piece, Patriot Fire Team Equipment Guide.
There
I wrote that in 2020.
Right.
Well, just released this summer. Both of them jumped back up into the Amazon bestseller list this weekend.
Very good. Now, explain how that works, because people can help you get there and stay there.
Yeah, both of them are available as paperbacks and Kindle versions. And we sell signed copies on our store. We're sold out of the equipment guides because, quite frankly, people just want to buy them. But yeah, people have been asking me for years. They're like, well, you know, I don't know about militia, you know, because the media told me that's a bad word, despite the fact that militia is used throughout the founding of this nation. Mm-hmm. Militias caused this to be a country. It's in the founding documents. It's in the freaking Constitution. But we've allowed ABC and CBS to tell us that militia, you know, the Democrat Party asking Trump, you know, are you willing to denounce white supremacist and militia groups? Like, oh, hold the phone, Jack. When did militia groups become white supremacist? That's part of the founding of this nation.
So it's also part of the new narrative. It's also part of the new narrative that we were talking about in segment one. Go ahead.
Yep, that's a new narrative. That's like, we're going to decide. They've decided. So I said, okay, I was in the Marine Corps infantry, and the core unit of the infantry is the fire team. Four guys mutually supporting each other. So what I believe we need is we need cul-de-sac leadership in America. We don't need leadership in the state capitals. I mean, obviously we do, but we're sorely lacking leadership in our state capitals. We're sorely lacking leadership in our nation's capital. What we need is cul-de-sac leadership. We need people to be leaders on the ground where they are. Because if you're sitting out there looking to your state capital, hoping they're going to fix your state, it's not going to happen. Because what do we know? Things are good in D.C. Things are, you know, where the money is, you know, name your state capital. Where the money is, things are good. They look down at you stupid peasants. They're like, we don't know what your problem is. Mm-hmm. We haven't missed a paycheck. You know, the people in D.C., your small business has been shut down, put out of business, and you're, you know, $50,000, $100,000 in debt. People in D.C. look out and they're like, what's your problem? We've never missed a paycheck. So what we need in America is cul-de-sac leadership. We need community leadership. And that's what these books are all about. These are essentially how-tos to take control of your community, your local area. And that's the only way we're going to fix this nation. We can't fix the nation, but yeah. So
let's talk about that. Let's talk about fixing the nation for a second. Let me take you to a piece in the Chicago Tribune that fascinated me this morning. And it was titled, listeners, if you want to, don't do this, please, if you're driving. But U.S. voters agree on one thing. They'd feel better owning a gun. And, yeah, right, that's news to lefties. It's not to us. And the story came out of Chicago Tribune, but it was based out of Chantilly, Virginia. Like many Americans, two women 1,000 miles apart are each anxious about the uncertain state of the union. Of the nation. Their reasons are altogether different, but they have found common ground and a sense of certainty at a recent purchase, a gun. Anne Marie Securato traced her purchase to the night she was eating dinner at a sidewalk restaurant not long ago in Delray Beach, Florida, when a Black Lives Matter march passed and her mind began to wander. It takes only one person to incite a riot when emotions are high, she remembers thinking. What if police are overpowered and can't control the crowd? Ashley Johnson in Austin, Texas, worries about the images she's seen in past weeks of armed militias showing up to rallies and making plans to kidnap governors. The outcome of the election, she thinks, will be devastating for some people, regardless of the winner. Maybe I'm just looking at the news too much, but there are hints of civil war depending on who wins. It's a lot to process. And, of course, she goes on to talk a little bit further. She says, and if I could find the exact put, she says, this is a giant room of you never know, talking about a gun show. Davis was surrounded by tables displaying AR-15 semi-automatic rifles, bunny-shaped brass knuckles, pistols etched with American flags in the face of President Donald Trump, booklets with titles like Be Ready for Anything. There were people in Black Lives Matter. Here it is. Everybody is arming themselves against their neighbors. Looking at the diverse list, or lot of fellow shoppers, some pushing strollers and wheelchairs, one in a Black Lives Matter mask, one in a Keep America Great mask. This feeds the separatism of the country. You want to comment on some of the things I just read there? It's quite an interesting piece.
All right. I stopped going to gun shows a long time ago because they stopped being good places to get bargains. But
that is true, by the way.
The idea that you could go into a gun show with a concealed identity is insane to me. We're like living in upside down world. Literally, we're living in upside down world. So are you when you pass your ID over to the guy at the table and he does your 4473, Are you allowed to pull your mask down and verify that that's you who's on that that piece of plastic?
Well, you know, there's a fix for that. We could all get driver's license photos with masks on and then compare that. So, see, so we can just look at this. This is how ludicrous it is.
We need to change all of our IDs.
Have you ever been, and I have, I've been yelled at. I've had security come out to talk to me before about this. Have you ever backed into a parking space in front of a bank? Don't, I advise you not to do it.
No, you don't do that because that's what robbers do.
Yeah, that's what robbers do. That, you know, I've done it many times. I back into a lot of parking spaces in my truck. But I've had armed security walk out as I was walking into the bank. This has been quite some time ago because I haven't done it in a while. Come in or walk outside and say, please don't do that in the future. That's we look for that because that showing the bank security people that you're looking for a quick exit or a quick getaway. Did you ever think you could walk into a bank and stand in line with a gun on your hip wearing a mask? Who would have ever thunk that that would have been normal? Now, that turns on its head the fact that you couldn't wear masks any other time. What makes it okay now?
Yeah, a year ago, if you walked into a 7-Eleven with a mask on, the guy behind the counter reached underneath for a pistol.
Correct.
You know,
and he would have been justified.
Ago, yeah. You know, so, I mean, look. I mean, it's Halloween here in a couple of days. How many times have you gone to this time of year, go to a Quickie Mart or whatever, and they got
no masks
like,
inside the store?
Take off your mask before you walk in.
Now the sign says must be wearing a mask.
It's insane. Now, it's insane.
Here's something. I've been testing the waters lately. I don't think we talked about this last night, but I have been testing the waters. I openly carry a sidearm here from time to time. Most times I don't. We're getting ready to take a break, so I'll take this to the break with you just to let you know. Last time I said something like this, Media Matters went crazy and titled a story, prominent pro-gun talk radio host, talks about encourages the dangerous practice of carrying guns in places they're not allowed or something stupid like that. But I've actually, because I am allowed, Media Matters, I am allowed to openly carry a gun here. And nowadays you can wear a mask and openly carry a gun, which I find just patently absurd. So sometimes I decided the other day to walk into Home Depot without a mask, openly carrying a gun with my Trump hat on. Would anybody say anything to me? When we come back, I'll get Paul's response and you'll find out. Did anybody say anything to me? I will give you a hint. Yes, somebody did say something to me in the form of a question. We come back. I'll give that away. Just tease that through the break. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses
chances are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. You're inside the GunBroker.com studios with me, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. All of it brought to you by X. You heard me talk a little bit about them. I am absolutely adamant about that. We're going to get much more aggressive with that because there are things that you need to know going forward, and we're not going to hold back on that. I don't want you getting something or paying money for something you think you have that you don't. I want you to get what you know you have. I have my policy. It's right sitting right down below me, actually, in a stack ready to get filed. But it's my own policy written for me. In fact, I got a call that just reminded me of this. I got a call from one of their customer service staff today in there asking me questions if I had any questions about my insurance policy and claims and risk and whatever else I might want to add, put some gaps in anywhere else. So we're working on a lot of things because it's really, truly an insurance company. And I really, truly have a real insurance policy that protects me, not somebody else that bills me and then may or may not be there for me. This is powerful stuff, and it's time the truth get out. The other sponsors here, as you know, Gun Broker, and we talk about Car Arms. They're great. Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Di Primo is in here. The CEO of Lead Slinger Whiskey's mom is watching the show every single day and every Sunday and participates in the chat. And you can get in and talk with her if you want to watch the show live at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, as many of you do. Thousands of you are reached via the video views every single week. Even though many of you can't watch live, we get tons and tons and tons of follow-up videos, of follow-up views. We appreciate that very much. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, enter in your zip code, find out a distributor near you where you can buy some of the greatest products out there. PulseTV.com. I've been working with Pulse TV. We have new stuff coming out, and it's my fault that it's been delayed because I've been so busy. There are reasons for it. When I get to it, I will get to it, and I am hopeful that I will get to it tonight. I've promised them that we'll have them done by noon tomorrow. If we can get the approval, you'll start hearing them this week, if not Monday at the latest. MyPillow.com, of course, the promo code is AAR. Every single day, you are supporting this radio program when you're by pet beds, pillows, towels, mattress toppers, sheets, and you support Mike Lindell, who's under vicious attack by a vicious, hateful American left that hates his, mine, and your Christian values. And of course, gunbroker.com, really no brainer, faceplant. Okay, it's really simple. Gunbroker.com, it's free, costs nothing, and get addicted to checking out all the cool stuff that's out there. Then you can get in your mind what you want and you can set your goals and go get those things because they're all right there for you and they're there for reasonable prices. SecondAmendmentFoundation.com. Quickly, let me say this about Alan Gottlieb. Donald Trump, as we're live on the radio 50 minutes after the hour, 4 p.m. on the East Coast. Now, many of you are listening to a delayed broadcast and have already seen this. But if you're listening live or if you're watching live right now, Donald Trump will be in Goodyear, Arizona, 5:30 p.m., 40 minutes from now, Eastern time, 39 minutes now, Eastern time. And Alan Gottlieb has the expedited pass from the Secret Service and a VIP tag and will be standing right next to the stage. Our great contributor and founder of the SAF and my dear friend, your dear friend, our voice in the White House, who you hear on this show every single Sunday for years. He will be standing next to the president, and Donald Trump will no doubt in Arizona be talking about our Second Amendment. Could he say something or welcome Alan? Never know, right? You never know. That's why he's there. We'll watch and see. 5:30 Eastern time. That's 2:30 Pacific time. Defender Coffee. Promo code AAR. So there you have it for now. And North American Arms, don't forget that. We're working on a deal with them, too. We're going to start doing some more giveaways with them and Gunbroker. All right, Paul Markle, welcome back. When I walked through the Home Depot the other day, and I do this in various configurations, Paul. In this case, I had shorts. I had an Armed American Radio logoed shirt on. But either way, like a golf shirt, you know, top, something like that. And I was in a pair of flip-flops, had a hat on. Had a gun on my hip. It was a Glock. It was a 10 millimeter. This particular gun that I was carrying was a 10 millimeter Glock. And I had it in an outside the waistband High Noon lizard skin holster that just is so fun to show off. Okay. And I was wearing a Trump 45 hat, not the 2A hat. And I went in intentionally with no mask, right past the sign that said, "You have to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask." I walked right past it with an openly carried gun. First thing I heard was, "Hi, how are you? Welcome to Home Depot." I said, "How's it going?" She goes, "Can I help you find anything?" I said, "No, nah, I'm good. I'll find it. I know where I'm going. Been here, surfed this place before." And then you know what? Somebody walked up to me and stopped me and asked me something. Paul, what do you think it was? Any idea?
"Where'd you get that holster, man?"
It wasn't about the holster. It was whether or not that was a 40 caliber. And what was that, a Glock set? Is that a Glock? Is that the 40 caliber? I said, "No, sir, it's the 10 millimeter. It's the Glock 20. He goes, "Oh, man, I love that thing. That is so cool."
"You lied. It is a 40 caliber."
"What's that?"
"It is a 40 caliber."
"What? Did I give you the wrong model?"
"No, the 10.
Oh, the 10.
40 and 40 is 10. Ha.
Right, okay. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Okay, there you go. You're playing semantics with me now. So I asked another question. And you know what that was? Here I was in the middle of Home Depot. I'm asked what gun I'm carrying. Then I'm asked another question by the guy in the orange jumpsuit. And he says, "What can I help you find today?" I said, I need some blinds that are 23 inches in length. He goes, "Oh, we've got them that way. Do you need them cut?" I said, "No, 23 is fine. That's all I need." He goes, "Come on, man." He walks me back and we talked about the blinds. And then I went to the register and I was asked another question by a Home Depot employee at the register. "Will this be all? Did you find anything? Did you find everything okay?" I did. And I walked outside and I got in my truck and I drove off. And it was a wonderful, wonderful 40 minutes inside Home Depot. Some of the best time I've ever had in Home Depot. It can be done, Americans. You can live your lives. Go ahead, Paul.
The last time I wore a mask was I didn't. Because we don't. I don't have a Home Depot here. We have an actual family owned hardware store.
Mm-hmm. And they're great too. Thanks. They got great grills and stuff in them too. Like the old Ace Hardware. Well, here's what I want to recommend you do, because I would love to see you film this. Go to Walmart or something and buy a cheap catcher's mask. And walk into some store with it and walk past the sign that says masks required. When somebody says you have to wear a mask, put the catcher's mask on and see what they say to you.
Yeah. Well, I've thought about various things. And, you know, my wife will occasionally, we have a Walmart about 60 miles away from here. And she'll occasionally go there because the dog food's cheaper or the paper towel's cheaper or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't. Not going to happen. I'm not putting a mask on for anybody, so.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people out there who believe that. Isn't it interesting how socialists want you and require you and freak out about masks? Conservatives couldn't care less. You see some of the hateful tweets out there. Donald Trump should be tried for murder. Why? Because all of his rallies are super spreader events that are murdering Americans. Rob
super
Reiner.
Spreader.
Oh, it's just insane. And of course, this is Biden's response for not being able to draw anybody is, we're doing it responsibly. No, you're not. Paul, I want your prediction for the election.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. What's your prediction for the election with the next minute we've got left?
Oh, I'm not going to make a prediction. Here's the thing. Nobody cares about Joe Biden, no matter what Rob Reiner says. The only way that he can win is through fraud. That's it. Sorry. And if it hurts your feelings, tough noogies. The only way Joe Biden can win is through massive fraud.
Yeah. Yeah, you're correct about
that. There is not a popular
that.
Vote swell for Joe Biden. It just doesn't happen. It's non-existent. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what Hollywood says. There is no groundswell of support for Joe Biden.
No, that's evident in his inability to draw anybody at a quote-unquote rally. You know, the other day when he made the comment, I'm Joe Biden, I'm Jill's husband, and I'm Kamala is running mate. He goes, and some of you think I'm kidding. Joe Biden knows that if he were to win the election, that he's history within days. Fact of the matter is there is no groundswell of support. Hey, guess what, guys? Let's see if I can tell you this right now. I've been waiting for this answer. Let's see if I can get time and to get on my side here. We've asked Neil McCabe to join us this week or Tuesday for the election day. I haven't heard a response yet. We're going to get up and do this all again tomorrow because we can. We love you. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio. Thanks, Paul Markle, studentofthegun.com.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.